Welcome to this life-transforming message by Reverend Pascal. Reverend Pascal is a seasoned, anointed minister of the gospel whose teachings on Christian living, church growth, and the work of the ministry have inspired and impacted many ministers and believers. He is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant, cell-based ministry with many branches across South Africa. Through powerful services and spirit-led ministry, countless lives are being transformed, souls are being won, and passionate kingdom workers are being raised for the glory of God. As you listen today, may the Word of God minister life, healing, direction, and transformation to your spirit. May you encounter the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in a fresh and personal way. Be richly blessed as you listen.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We can be seated in His presence. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for coming. I believe with all my heart you shall be revived tonight by the grace of God. I'm continuing my talk on how to calm the storms of life. How to calm the storms of life. It's not possible to stop storms if you are on sea. If you are sailing, you will by all means encounter storms. That you will encounter storms is not the issue. The main thing is how to calm them. How to ensure that the storm doesn't drown you. How to ensure that the storm doesn't destroy your boat. That after the storm, you are still sailing to the direction that you set out for. Praise God. Mark 4 from verse 35. Let's look at what the Bible tells us here right now. This is where our little talk started last week, for those of you who remember. Mark 4, 35. We're going to read all the way down to verse 41. The Bible says, on the same day when evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, let us cross over to the other side. Amen? 36. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats also were with him. Amen. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? I can assure you he cares. Amen? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea. You see, this is Jesus speaking to the sea. Another place we see Jesus speaking to a tree. And Jesus is telling us you can speak to a mountain. He arose and rebuked the wind as if the wind was a person. And then he said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. 40. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? 41. And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, the Bible says that as Jesus is, so are we in this world. The type of results that Jesus commanded, we too can command if we learn and understand how he did it. Praise God. So we are seeing here clearly that Jesus could calm the storm. A storm came, but Jesus managed it. In the same boat where Jesus was, other people were stressed, confused, I mean, they actually thought they were going to die. But in the same boat was one man who knew how to calm a storm. Unfortunately, sometimes a storm can hit a house, a family, and there's nobody in that family that knows how to calm that storm. It will ravage everybody, cause commotion, and there will be nobody who knows what to do with the storm. I'm talking to those of us here that like being part of the crowd. You like being with everybody. If everybody is singing, you are singing. If nobody is singing, you are not singing. So if there's a storm and nobody knows how to calm it, you are also like them. You cannot calm the storm. You see, as you like associating yourself, being part of every group, that's also how, when real matters come, you will go with the flow. I remember one time we were in class, when I was still schooling, and the teacher was explaining something to us. Then he said, "Does any of you understand?" This one said, "No, I don't understand." This one said, "No, I also don't understand." We all started saying we don't understand. And I remember there was one particular girl. She says, "I understand, I understand." Because you see, many people that were saying that they don't understand, it's not that they don't understand. They are just going with the flow. And many a time, that's how we are. Where is everybody going? Okay, let's just. Okay, nobody is praying, so it probably means nobody should pray, so I will also not pray. Okay, nobody is going to church, so it means let's all stay at home. You are going with the flow. When a storm comes, you might go with the same flow. Thank God Jesus didn't go with that flow. I mean, a boat full of people, they are all crying, saying they are dying. One man stood up and he went a different flow. Went a different flow. Jesus was not afraid to be different. Jesus was not trying to be like everybody. Another flow. Praise God. And I pray that that shall be your portion in the name of Jesus, that whenever you are faced with things, you will not just go with the flow. Create your own flow. Create your own flow. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I want to show you also another storm. In fact, that's what I wanted to talk about, and that's what I'm going to talk about just now. I'm going to show you another storm that also took place. And also some people were trying to manage it. But they couldn't. They couldn't. And as they are managing this storm, we are learning what to do and what not to do. But the story is ending nice. By the end of the story, they have managed to also calm their storm. But as you observe every step they took, they are not with Jesus. They are with somebody else. And the person they are with is also sleeping. But at the end of the whole thing, you will see how Jesus calmed the storm and how they too calmed their storm. Praise God. Come with me to the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 1. A bit of background. God appears to Jonah. And God says to Jonah, "Jonah, I want you to go and preach to Nineveh. Go tell them that if they don't repent, calamity is coming." Jonah says, "Okay, I think I can do that." Jonah goes. He says, asks, "This boat, where is this boat going?" He says, "This boat is going to Nineveh." He says, "Okay, no, sharp, 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 sharp." Then
He goes, where is this boat going? This boat is going to Tarshish. Okay, good, good. How much? Say, 120. Okay, sharp. Take 200. Sharp. The boat, where God says to him, go, he didn't say to God, I'm not going. He went to the port as if he's going where God says he must go. He made sure that the boat that is going where God says he must go, he ran away from that boat. Lush, maybe you want to sit a bit at the back. Yes, please. Hallelujah. Then he took a boat that was going the opposite direction of where God says he must go. Listen carefully, because when the storm starts, sometimes we don't know what started them. You understand? When the storms of life start shaking your life, you might not know where they started. Here is a man, he has no business going through a storm, but he's about to start a storm. Yeah. Not all storms are from the devil. And you're going to see that now. Praise God. Or let me say, not all storms are natural. There are natural storms, like sometimes it rains, it's just a natural rain. But other times, that rain is not natural. Somebody prayed. I mean, we have a clear testimony of Elijah praying that it shouldn't rain. And it didn't rain. So you could have thought it's just a normal, it's not. It's a very spiritual thing that just happened. So as this guy gets in the boat, he also got in the boat. He also went down in the stern and he also went to sleep. I don't want to, when we arrive, let me know that we have arrived. Then I'll go out. Are you here? But let's speak from verse 4. So you see, but the Lord sent a wind. Eh? A great wind. The Lord sent out a great wind on the sea. And there was a mighty tempest on the sea. So that the ship was about to be broken up. I repeat. The storms that are going on in your family right now, you might not know that there's a Jonah somewhere. Ah. Okay. That you are just fighting something. You don't know where it started from. But you are in the midst of a storm. And the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. Things are about to be broken up. Families, businesses, anything can be broken up. And when something is breaking up, there's a storm. There's something that is powering the breakup. Even some of you are sitting here in the midst of things that are breaking up. I'm telling you. Things are breaking up as you are sitting here. Hope is breaking up. The job is breaking. Something is breaking up. Yes. Yes. But God is going to visit you tonight. Look at verse 5. Look at verse 5. Look at verse 5. Then the mariners were afraid. Ah, these people, this is what they do for a living. They spend their life on sea. Ah. But they are afraid. They are afraid. They are afraid. Do you know why? Because even though they have faced many storms in their lives, they could pick up that.
They could feel that it's like this is our last day. Like they could see. They could sense themselves that even if we have faced stuff before, maybe this is it. Maybe this is it. Yeah, maybe this is it. Maybe this is it. Or you've never been in a situation where I feel like this is it. You are still young, that's why. I'm telling you right now.
you will one day realize, you say, okay, is this it? Yeah. Yeah. Like people were flying and the plane had a serious problem. The pilot didn't beat about the bush. He told them, guys, we're going to crash. If you have a piece of paper, write something for somebody that you love. Maybe they'll find it. But as for crashing, we're going to crash. I hear that in a second, the whole plane started smelling. You don't understand. The whole plane, poo poo everywhere. You see, when people knew it's over, as the plane is nosediving, and they all know this is it. Poo poo here, this, that, every the whole plane, the whole smell change in the whole plane, my friend. I'm saying it's because you are young. You haven't yet come across a situation, and you're asking yourself, is this it now? Like, this is it. These guys, this is what they do every night. They are on sea, looking for fish, fighting and doing all. I mean, but this particular night, yeah. They say, no. Something is wrong. You know, the problem that you are busy with every day, another day will come. The same thing will come. You yourself will sense, this is not normal. Yeah. Usually you get tempted, and you just say, in the name of Jesus, and everything stabilizes itself. Yeah. Huh? Something comes your way, then you say, I plead the blood of Jesus, and everything just stabilizes itself. There's a particular day that will come. You will say, in the name of Jesus, the thing will say, amen. Amen, amen, amen. I'm here. You say, I plead the blood. You say, use also the water. Add more. That's how you realize that, my God, this is a serious thing. This is a serious thing. It's not the one I know. You will come across something you don't know. You will come across a problem you don't. It looks like what you know, but it's not what you know. I'm talking to myself, I tell you. It looks like what you know, but it is not what you know. The thing has changed. You need another thing to fight it. Yeah, you need another thing to fight it. Because these mariners, they tried what they know, but the storm is not budging. They became afraid. They said, yeah, what's going on? We are professionals. We know what we are doing. But the thing is not responding. It's not responding. Are you here? How to calm that storm that has come, and the storm wants to take you down. The storm doesn't want any boat tonight, including yours. So let's look at, now you're going to start seeing what they are doing in their attempt to calm the storm. Everything they did is a lesson you can learn. Do you understand? First of all, their fear shows you that they became aware this is not normal. So let us not continue using the normal method that we've been using all along. Can I tell you, some of you, your problem is that you generalize everything. Yeah, you just make everything as normal. That's why you are not winning. You are unable to appraise something well and realize that this thing is different
from what I'm used to. From what I'm used to. This thing is different. It's different. It's different. It's different. Glory be to Jesus. It's different. It's important to notice when something is different from what you are used to. Hence, I use the issue of just being tempted. Because as for temptation, it's going to come. But I assure you, there will be a day where you will see the blood of Jesus. The thing is, what are you talking about? He said, I pour fire on you. They say, hey, I don't respond to those things. What are you saying? Come here. So you should be able to assess the thing well and realize this one is different from the one I usually fight. Even though it looks the same. This boy looks like the other boys, but he is not like the other boys. Continue doing like you don't understand what I'm saying. But I'm telling you now that you will wake up one day and you will realize that this girl, she has a hair like other girls, but she is not like other girls. You will see it for yourself. Yeah. If you like, use your life as an experiment to discover that there are storms and there are storms. Yeah. There are problems and there are problems. And your challenge is that you don't realize when a problem is not a normal problem again. Yeah. The mariners, these guys, when it's a normal storm, they do 1, 2, 3. Ah, the thing is stable. But the Bible is telling you, the Lord sent a wind. If God has sent something, what are you going to do to stop it? What are you talking about? So the wind is from a spirit. The Lord is a spirit. So a spirit has sent something to you. It looks like a storm, but it is. This is not a storm. Check the origin of the thing. Check it. Check. Realize that the spirit realm has studied you for 3 years. They've studied you very, very well. By the time they unleash the thing, if you are not stable, you will not survive. But you shall survive in the name of Jesus. That's why I'm teaching you these lessons. Because one day you will realize, yay, that thing Pastor was talking about, has it come for me now like this? Yeah. Has it come for me? And I'm still using the old methods. The thing is nothing has changed. Nothing is badging to me. Are you here? All right. So let's go to. After they were afraid, meaning they assess well the thing is different. Look at the next step. They are no more using their skills. They are no more using their contact and their connections. Look at what the Bible says. Every man cried out to his God. Every man cried out to his God. Why? Because this thing is no more a normal thing. I cannot continue using my selling skills here. I must tap into the spirit world. And the interesting thing is, every man in that boat had a God. It is Christians that go around joking with their God. When there's a problem, they want to look for a natural solution. When there's a situation, it seems like they are ashamed. It seems like they are not sure if they should call him or they should do what. And there are people, they are looking at the situation. They say, this thing, the only thing I can do here to save myself. I must start calling my God. And it's interesting, it doesn't say every man call God. His God. The day the storm really hits you, you will know who is your God.
You see that God is small G. Small what? Small G. Everybody has a God. And sometimes you don't know your God. You are thinking your God is God. Eh? But when the storm hits and you are sensing it's about to be over, something will come out of you. You yourself will ask yourself, hey, is that me who said what I just said now? Every man called his God. His God. Because every man has a God. Including the ones that are not coming to church. Every man has a God. I could actually safely say that every man has some gods. Yeah, because some don't have one, they have many. When they try this one, those one, they shift to another, they shift to another one, and they just start tackling all of them at the same time. Every man called on his God. Can I tell you something? There's a thing in every man that pushes him to the supernatural. Like, when it happens, that's why we start going to look for help under trees. We go to some, because inside all of us, there's that knowledge that there's a higher power. There's that knowledge. So they tried to call their gods. The storm did not stop. How can the storm stop? The storm is called by God. You are calling gods. Are you mad? Check who brought the thing. Check who brought the thing. The storm was started by God with big G. You are calling God with small G. And I just want to say, maybe the storm that you have faced didn't start by the God with big G. But the God with small G that sent the storm is greater or stronger than the current God you are busy with. Do you understand? It's all small God with small G, but some G's are smaller than other G's. I tell you. They are all small G. But you see, if my daughter had a small G and I also had a small G, you say they are not the same. Even the small G, it's not the same. Are you here? So after they tap into the spiritual world, to look for solution to the storm, it didn't work. They changed their tactic again. They are calling a God with a small G. A believer should know God with the big G. So that when your storm hits, you should know if people are calling their God, what are you doing? Why don't you also start calling your God? Huh? Is it time to go and start making phone calls? Huh? Is it time to go and queue for a loan? Huh? Call your uncle, call your cousin, call this one. When everybody is calling their God, you are moving around looking for your uncle. No. That's the time you call your God. That's the time. You see, I'm trying to show you that this thing that you think is a joke, other people don't think it's a joke. Yeah, it's just that they don't know the real God. But they are trying something because they know they can be helped from there. Yeah.
So after they prayed, there was no change. They changed their tactics, which is another big lesson we can learn. And the Bible says, they threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea. They changed. After they prayed, do you see? After prayer, they didn't say, okay, we have prayed. Let's now wait and see what will happen. No. After you engage the spirit world, come to the natural and ask yourself, what can I do right now? As I have prayed already, you don't only pray and you relax. How do you calm a storm? You must engage the spirit world. But after you have engaged the spirit world, don't relax. Don't relax. After they come, after they prayed, they called their gods. They look around. They say, "What? This thing is going to sink. What can we do right now? What is the cargo? The load, the merchandise. That is the goods that are inside the boat. You see, when the boat is full of goods, it becomes very heavy. So it's just like anything, like if it's too heavy, it's easy for it to sink. But if it's light, it can easily move around the sea like this. So they now start using their minds. After they have prayed, it's time to engage the mind. What can I do? What should I do? Oh no, we need to reduce the weight. We need to reduce the weight. The cargo that they put there to go and sell, they look at the situation. They say, we need to make a decision. Gotta let go of something if I want to stay alive. Something is weighing me down. Something is making me to be too heavy. And if I stay this heavy, I break and I sink. Am I talking to you? But they started making decisions to let go of some of the cargo. They will take something important to. That thing is not there by mistake. A cargo is merchandise. It's goods that you are going to sell. But they look at the thing. They say, you know what? Even though this thing is important, it's not as important as my life. Let me go of it. Do you know how many ships have sunk? Because you don't want to let go of anything. People don't want to let go of anything. They are too attached. You are seeing how the raging of the sea is breaking the thing. And you don't know. Because you see, this container has iPhones. This one has Mercedes Benz. This other one has what? Gold. Yeah, gold. So now, you know, I need the iPhones. I need the cars. And I also need the gold. I don't know. No. I think the storm will come down. I don't want to let go of anything here. I need all these things. And before they realize, become the Titanic. Letting go of something that seems important for something that is vital. Because it is your life we are talking about. You are concerned about goods, but it is your life we are talking about. See, that's where many get drowned. They don't want to let go. They hurt me too much. I can't let go. It's not possible. I carry it.
you are seeing your life is sinking, everything is sinking, let go of some. No, no. I can't.
They haven't apologized. They haven't done this. They haven't done this. So it's still very heavy in my heart. It's still very dear to me. Something must happen first.
The wind is shaking the whole thing. And you see, the whole thing is breaking up. After he prayed, he started letting go.
This is why some storms haven't stopped. Oh.
I don't want to let go of anything. I don't want to let go. I carry it every day. Take it with me.
And I can see I'm getting slower and slower and slower. And I'm beginning to sink. There's no more speed. Let go of a few. Make a difficult decision. Because when I release the cargo, in the natural, I have lost. I mean, I was supposed to sell these things. Many times when you let go, it's as if you've lost. It's as if you are weak. Yeah, it's as if you don't know what you are doing. It's as if you are cheap. Yeah. It's as if you are cheap. It's as if you are afraid of people. That if you are afraid of people, that's why you are letting go. Yet it's the wisest thing you can do if you want to continue sailing. Why are you so quiet? If you want to continue sailing, call your God. Because that one alone, some of you are too busy. You are too busy to pray. You are too busy. No, no, no. You don't pray at all. I mean, you know. I'm talking to the right people. I say I'm talking to the right people. We are too busy to pray. And when I check our life, we are not even busy yet. You are not busy, but you are so busy. Yeah, you are not busy, but you are very busy. We cannot find your prayer. You come 5 minutes before we close. Then you join, you say, Shara, ba, 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 amen. Yeah. Are you determined to pray on Friday? Do you make plan to make sure that you don't miss prayer on Friday? Oh, prayer just finds you along the way. As you go about your day, so if it happens that, okay, I find prayer, let me find prayer. If I don't find prayer, at least I came to the service. How many people here start their Friday morning with the determination, today I'm going to pray. I will arrange. You see, if you want to be here at 4, you will be here at 4. I'm talking to myself. I'd say to you, if you want to be here at 4, you will be here at 4. You will be here at 4. But you see, prayer is no more a major part of your life. I don't even know if prayer has ever been a major part. I mean, I'm saying no more as if, I mean, you might find that it has never been a major part of your life before. Has never been a major part of your life before. Now, prayer is not something that you engage. Like I said, today is Friday. I've got my appointment with God. Everybody must clear. Everything must arrange itself. Because I have to be there in that appointment. And I have to do some work. Oh no, you just throw yourself. As the wind takes you, sometimes you arrive, you say, hey, I'm in the church. Wow, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. I'm also here. God, we are also here, we are also here. We are here. Mercy. So you see, calling everybody, crying out to their God, that one, dear, some of us, we can't do it. How much more the one of letting go of the cargo? Because it is God that empowers you to let go. let God, then you let go. It is spending time with God that will empower you to let go. Yes. So let's go back to our friends. Are they through the cargo in the ship into the sea to lighten the load? You see, to lighten the load. Your life is too heavy. And you are not 20 years old. You are heavy. You are heavy. Even the way you move, we can see that you are carrying stuff. You are carrying stuff. You are carrying things. It shows on your face. It shows that you are carrying. You are carrying some heavy loads, man. You are just carrying some. You are walking like. Where's your speed? Where's your speed? Where's your vitality? Your movements? Your fire? Hallelujah. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where's your fire? Today you are carrying some loads. You see, if you check Isaiah 10 verse 27, you will see what has happened to you. I want to show you Isaiah 10 27. You will see what has happened to you, or to some of you here. Maybe not all of you, but most of you. Even the way you are looking at it. Look at it. It shall come to pass in that his burden. His burden will be taken away from your, his burden, your shoulders. His burden, your shoulders. I thought your burden, your shoulders. But there's another philosophy going on out there. His burden, your shoulders. You see, if you are the one carrying, you will know that it's heavy. I should reduce the weight. But if you are putting on the donkey, will you know that you are overweighing the donkey? You will keep putting. No, add this one also. No, add this one also. No, no, add this one also. And no, the donkey can talk. Are you a donkey? You are not saying, no, 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 no. This is not my weight. This is not my weight. What is this? He just keeps loading you with his burden on your shoulders. Thank God that tonight you came to this service, and there shall be a release of the anointing of the Holy Spirit into your life this evening. Yeah, because it is the anointing of the Holy Spirit that breaks that yoke, that changes that thing. Because I look at some of us, we are still so young, but life is already weighing on you so heavily. I ask myself, if you are supposed to cross 70 with ease, you are struggling to cross 30 with ease. I'm asking myself a lot of questions. What kind of easiness are we going to... What kind of easiness are we going to be dealing with? Because 30 to 70, that's 40 years of an easiness. There must be another way. There must be another way. This cannot be the only way. There must be another way to live my life. There must be another way. There must be something else I can do. There must be another way. You cannot tell me that this is how my life has to be every day. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. And I want you to check, are you calling on your God? That's where it starts. Are you calling on your God? Are you? Or are you using your sailing skills and you haven't realized that this is another storm? It's not normal. It's not normal. Now that you call on your God, have you went a step further to start lightening the load? Lighten the load. Jesus told us that every day has enough sorrow of its own.
And you keep carrying the sorrows of today to tomorrow. You keep overweighing tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. It becomes unbearable. It becomes unbearable. This is why some storms haven't stopped. How can it stop? Calling on God, you are not calling. Lightening the load, you are not. How will the storm stop? It's an unending storm. Every day there's a new wind. Every day there's a new wind. Every day there's a new wind. And this just sent by a spirit. That means the Lord is a spirit. So either it's God or the devil. So it is the spirit that is sending these storms. And you are not engaging the spirit world to calm the storms. Praise God. The Bible says, but Jonah had gone down into the lowest parts of the ship. Had lain down and was fast asleep. The man responsible for all this calamity. Do you understand? He's resting, sleeping, having nice dreams of Paris, Roma, Japan, Australia, as people are dying, throwing the cargo. Can it be that other people are so aware of what is happening and another person is totally unaware of what is going on and they're in the same house? There are people like that. They are never bothered. They never realize how serious a matter is. They trivialize everything. Everything to them is a joke. Everything is a joke. Life is a big joke. You've never seen them also serious about a matter. That they understand how serious this thing is. They are relaxing. That's when they are watching TV. That's when they are busy on a new series. That's when they are chit-chatting outside. Totally oblivious of what is going on. Other people are looking at the thing and say, is this guy, does this guy want to die? Like, do they realize what's going on here? The person in the thing is asleep. What kind of spiritual condition is this? That people are between life and death and you are asleep. Either you are Jesus or you are Jonah. Either you are Jesus, meaning you know, I'm just going to stand up and say silence and it will stop. Or you don't know nothing. Like, do you understand? Like, either you are Jesus in this or you are Jonah in this situation. Which one are you? You are unable to assess this unemployment situation. Can I bring it home? You are unable to assess this unemployment situation very well. You are unemployed, but you eat more than everybody in the house. You are having breakfast, as an unemployed breakfast eater. you are having lunch. Then you're having dinner also. And then later you're having some nice biscuits and scones as you are watching Manchester United with these guys. No, you are not understanding the situation. I'm honest with you. You are not understanding what's going on. You are asleep in the midst of war. Oh yes. You are asleep. You are asleep. You have no clue what's happening to us. Help me, maybe I should just stop this message here and these people. Because now as I'm preaching like this, some people here are already angry with me. Why are you saying such things? I didn't even want to come to church. They said I must come to church. Now I come to church. Pastor is busy picking on me. I will pick on you proper tonight. I'm telling you, I'll pick on you. I pick on you. But it is not intentional. I want to be honest with you. It's not intentional. Man, I don't know your situation actually. I was supposed to preach this message last week. Those that were here last week, they know. I started this message. I couldn't finish it. And I promised that I was going to finish it today. I didn't even add one point on the note. It's the same note. Why are you fighting me? Why are you fighting me? Leave me alone. Praise God. I'm telling you, Jonah is asleep. Yeah. With a woman you have impregnated, you are asleep. Yeah. Somebody is pregnant and you are asleep. And from that, baby. Ogo guy. Sharp. No stress, baby. No stress. Yeah. When I told you yesterday that I've got this thing under control, ne? When I ask Awara, relax. You worry too much, ne? Enjoy life a bit. Hey, my God. And then after I ask you, okay, so what are we going to eat today? I say, make a plan. You know, tomorrow I'll bring rosary. Just make a plan for tonight. Make a plan just for tonight. I came across a person like that when we started building the camping site. As I look how things are going, my blood pressure is going very high. And this guy is relaxed. He come on site on his shorts and slippers. And he's moving around. I've been there the whole day. The sun is hitting me. I'm the owner of the project. The person we have paid to do the work. Oh, he's enjoying himself. Then he comes. Pastor, you are here. Pastor, you are always here, ne? Okay, Pastor. Okay, no, it's fine. But then I'm hot. I'm at a breaking point. Where is this? Pastor. Is it Pastor? Let me tell you something, Pastor. You worry too much, Pastor. See this thing, relax. You've given me this project, Pastor. Don't do your job and my job at the same time, Pastor. Relax. I feel like boxing this guy. And I was there the day it started raining on the things. After I have been telling him for almost 3 days that I have checked the weather forecast. It's going to rain in 3 days. Let this thing go up. Pastor. Relax, Pastor. You see this thing? I know what I'm doing. I was there when the rain started. And I called him. I said, where are you now? Here is the rain. Everything is messed up here. Yeah, Pastor, it's just that my car. You see my car, Pastor. This car of mine, this thing is broken. He started sending me pictures. When I didn't kill somebody in February, I knew that I'm not a criminal. I knew it. I knew that I'm not a criminal. It's not about that. That rain left damages that have remained permanent on some of our work until today. On something we paid. And somebody said, no, relax. There's no problem. The bunk beds that we ordered were part of the project that we're paying him for. Pastor, you know, Pastor, let me tell you, as soon as I'm done with the houses, I'll be done with your bunk beds in 2 days. I said, 2 days? He said, 2 days. I said, do you understand the work that I'm talking about? He said, Pastor, 2 days. All my guys will come, pam, 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 pam. The whole thing will be finished.
let's fast forward. I sacked him. Right? I went to get a person that is a professional carpenter to do the bed for us. Do you know how long it has taken a professional carpenter, having more than 10 people working with him? 2 months. So do you now assess that you are with a Jonah? I'm saying this guy, this is what he does for a living. He has a team of about 8 to 10 people that are working every day. It took them 2 months to be where we are. But this man was telling me, Pastor, 2 days, this thing, I bring my gas, 2 days, we do this thing. I sacked him. Because I knew the way this thing is going, either this thing will finish or I will be finished myself. You see, your problem is that you are unable to assess a Jonah well. You understand? You are unable to assess a Jonah when you are with one. You eat everything they are saying. Hey. Or sometimes you yourself, you are a Jonah. Like it's not even like you are looking for a Jonah. You have become a Jonah yourself. You are unable to look at the situation and realize that, no, something is wrong. Something is wrong. You are continuing to have these unrealistic expectations or unrealistic realizations. Like, no, this thing, I'm going to do it. I know it's nothing. It's nothing. How come you haven't done it if it's nothing? You have become a Jonah without knowing. Look, this is a good message, even if you are not agreeing with me. Yes, it's a good message. This is a very good message. You have become a Jonah without knowing. You are sleeping, you are deep asleep, and people are throwing the cargo. People are realizing how dangerous the situation is. You are asleep. You are just there. You are just taking it easy. You are just relaxing. You know, when you are too calm, you must ask yourself, am I Jesus or am I Jonah? If you are very calm and it is the anointing, then you are Jesus. Because you just say, shababa, and then the whole thing. But if you are calm and you know you haven't been praying, like you haven't been engaging the spirit world, you haven't been doing anything that is supernatural, but you are so calm. You are so calm. You are Jonah. You are Jonah. I like that. You are calm, but the storm is not calm. You are so calm with something that is raging. Something that wants to kill you. Something that wants to destroy everything you've been working for. And you are so calm. You are just, you are so relaxed, eh? You are posting as usual. My God. And you are eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, and you are having some dessert later while you are watching Manchester United. Wow. Please clap for yourself. You are doing so well. My God. Hey. Clap for yourself. You are also clapping for yourself as a Jonah. You are... Do you see that you are asleep? Mercy on us. Maybe tonight is the night.
Yes, sir.
You will wake up from that thing. Yeah. Come out of that thing before it destroys you. See, as years are passing, hours are clocking. No, the day you take time to study my LP, the Titanic, the biggest ship that man ever made, how it sank like a joke. Like you will ask yourself, can I just give you a bit of understanding? The greatest ship ever built by man that had over 500 to 600 people inside, they only had 200 lifeboats.
200 life jackets. Do you understand? More than 700 people in the ship. 200 life jackets. Why? This thing, nothing can happen. Nothing will go wrong. Nothing can go wrong here. Nothing can go wrong. Almost everybody could have been saved. Now, the boats, you see, the small boats that are supposed to go, the rescue boat, they were supposed to be at least 200 or 300. They were less than 100. Overconfidence of yourself. Other ships sent more than 3 messages to the Titanic to tell them you are headed for an iceberg. Apparently, the first message, the guy who got the message was too busy reading the newspaper. Like he wanted to finish the part, reading the part of the newspaper he was reading. Before. If you hear how the Titanic sang, you will cry more than the fact that it sank. But how it sank, you can't believe. You can't believe how many signs were there. But nobody cared till the last minute. The greatest catastrophe in human history happened like a joke, a small joke, like we are joking. That's how somebody is sitting here. There's a catastrophe in view. But you can't see, like you are next to a cobra. And you are just, I like to move. The member say, come on now. You cannot assess the problem. Receive grace from tonight to be spiritually alert. Spiritually alert. And I've shared this many times, my sister. You'll be shocked that when you were out of leader, you were very alert. Leader, the very name, leader, means idle, lazy, relax. Enjoy. Ledak. There's no sense leisure. There's no sense of agency. There's nothing pushing you to want to do anything. That's the place where you are. The name Ledak. That's what it means. Relax. Idle. Just move around. So is it a surprise that taverns are thriving in Ledak? Because it has to be a relaxation. You have to enjoy. I've been working in Ledak for years. Even as I'm talking to you now. I haven't raised one pastor that is from Ledak before. Until now. I have raised pastors from other parts, not from Ledak. I have raised young people to a certain level just before they can become something. Bah! They are taken out. I've observed it over and over and over and over. And you are here about to become another statistic. You're going to sit there and let the spirit that is ruling the land also come and sit on you. Turn you into a useless person that will never achieve anything. You work and it doesn't show. You are just so relaxed.
You better refuse it. It is my personal belief, if you can break through in Lidak, you will soar anywhere else. Forces fighting you are too many. You are too many. And you seem very relaxed, thinking that it will change. Has it changed before? Hasn't changed. It just keeps rolling you around the same cycle till you become 30, 85, 40. You start looking for funeral policies. As people are trying to find out, should I go to Manchester or should I go to London? You are asking, should I go for the Glove Boys, or should I do Pyramid, or should I do a Metropolitan, or should I do Titing? Is it? Should I do Titing, or should I do Afbob, or should I do the Glove Boys? Like, you are not even 50 years old. You are not 50 years old. You've already planned your funeral, Papa. You shall live and not die, and you shall proclaim the goodness of the Lord in this country. That shall be your story. Are you here tonight? That's the word of God for you. 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 That's why I'm challenging us. Rise up, do something. Do something with your life. Your life is going to pass so fast, you will not even believe it has passed. Stay close to God. Stay in the house of God, in a place where they are speaking sense to you. Satan wants to pull you away so that you are a proper Jonah. Proper Jonah. You are sinking and you don't know. Praise God. Let's finish. Thank you, Jesus. So these mariners, they've tried these things, but the storm hasn't stopped. When you call God or your God, it doesn't stop. Try to change a few things, it still doesn't stop. You need to do one last thing, which they did. Jonah 1:13. Nevertheless, the men roared hard to return to land. So by now, they have discovered Jonah. They asked Jonah, how can you sleep when there's such a situation? Everybody is calling their God. Why don't you call your God? Jonah said, you know, let me tell you something. That's actually the problem. He said, what do you mean that's the problem? He said, no, that's the problem. Me calling my God, that's the problem. He said, what do you mean? What do you mean? He said, you see, let me, can I be honest with you? He said, yeah, tell us. Okay. This storm is because of me. My God is chasing me. He became more afraid. Then he said to them, you see, do you want the storm to stop? Musa, do you want the storm to stop? And they said, yes. He said, okay. Take me. Throw me out. You'll be surprised. Everything will cool. They said, no, we can't do that. We can never do that. We can't. We can throw the cargo, but we cannot throw humans. We can't. So, instead of throwing him, they decided we can't do it. So, you see? And he said to them, pick me up. Throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me. It's just that the people in your life are not honest with you. Hey, what kind of message is this?
telling you, they are not honest. Many times, what is, he knows, like, is it this thing? Could it be that it's actually, I'm responsible for this problem? But they will not say anything. Continue moving with you, fighting, going around. Yet they know deep down, I started something some way. And this is the result. I tell you, Jonah told them, this storm is because of me. Throw me out, it will calm down. So they refused to do it. They said, let's rather row back to the land. So they started rowing. Now go to verse 13. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not. The sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. As they are trying to fix the problem without fixing the problem. You see, this is you. You are trying to fix the problem without fixing the problem. The problem is there, but you are trying to fix the problem without fixing the problem. The sea says, look at verse 14. Therefore, they cried out to the Lord and said, now you see, because they spoke to Jonah, Jonah introduced them to the living God. Even in the state of his fall, Jonah introduced them to the God of heaven. Such that the next time they are praying, they are no more praying to their God of small g's. Now they are calling on the Lord. How did they know the Lord? Jonah. As Jonah is talking to them, may God grant you grace that even when you are going through problems, you should still be able to tell people about your God. You should still be able to integrate God in your problem, and people should come out knowing God, even though you are in a problem, but your people can still know God. Here are people knowing the living God while Jonah is going through a terrible situation. Cry out to the Lord and said, we pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life. And do not charge us with innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done it as it pleased you. 15. So they picked up a prayer first. Some things you must pray first. You understand? Don't just start doing things. Don't just marry people. Pray first. So many revelations for free here tonight. How about this one? Don't just eat, pray first. If you ask these members now, when was the last time you prayed before eating? Muruti, I think when we're having combined, Pastor so and so prayed for the food. That was the only prayer I remember. But they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea. And look at the last part. And the sea ceased from its raging. Here's my last thing to you tonight. Some storms will never stop until you remove certain people in your life. Some storm can stop with you throwing the cargo. This storm. But when you see that you threw the cargo, you repented, you asked for forgiveness, you did everything, and you say, hey, I'm here. Start looking around. Is there a Jonah around here? What is causing this? As a person, there's a person you have allowed in your boat, in your life. There's a person you have allowed. And their presence, unknown to you, though, their presence is responsible. For there's no money in the house again. There's no peace. Yeah, sometimes peace just leaves and we don't know why. All of the sudden, there's man, we are working, but there's nothing, we can't show anything. There's a person you've allowed, and since they came, they brought a certain atmosphere. It has rearranged your whole life. You see, they could do anything they want. As long as Jonah is inside that boat, there'll never be peace. That's how it is. That's how it is. You see, if you like, use your life as an experiment. You will see that I was right, and God is always right. There are people in your life that are responsible for the storms in your life. Going to have to make a very difficult decision to let go of the cargo. But you're going to have to make a further, more difficult decision to cut certain people. If the storm will come. Take back the power you gave them. Take back the influence you gave them. Take back the authority you gave. Take it back from them. Free yourself from them. Cut whatever is connecting you with them, because that's the way, that's the connection Satan is using to access your life. Friends, classmates, colleagues, I'm sorry to say, even fellow church members. I'm sorry to say. I might not be able to remove you from the church because I'm not the pastor. But I can cut certain connections so that the storms can calm down. Take your time. Look at these three things that the Marisna did. Because actually four things. Number one, they assessed well that the storm was not normal. Number two, they entered the spiritual world. Number three, they came to the physical world. Number four, they checked the relationships. By the time they had done those four things, the storm was over. The storm was over. And I pray for you. May your storm finally come to an end before it ends you. All have that day when you woke up and you know, no, it's back to normal now. Things are flowing again. Things are flowing again. I can sense myself. I can sense. You know, everybody has an anointing. You can sense you are back. Your things are moving again the way they're supposed to move. Yeah, you can know. And you can also know when they are being disrupted continuously. There's no flow. You are unable to sustain the same atmosphere for 2 days. It keeps breaking. It keeps breaking. There's a Jonah in the boat, masquerading as a beloved, masquerading as a friend, masquerading as a colleague, masquerading as a classmate or whatever. It's a Jonah. It's a Jonah. Not sending you out to go and fight people. No. I'm not sending you to go and fight people. I'm sending you to go and see God. Because we are quick. Take scissors. Now, see, that was the last thing they did, not the first thing they did. The last thing they did. The last thing. And they didn't even want to do it. They were forced to do it. Because relationships are very precious. One of these Fridays, I'm going to teach you on the power of relationships.
Please rise up on your feet and begin to pray. Lash to kapa. Pray in the spirit, somebody. Lekele mandara ba zole beshte kapala. Maloshte le mandara ba. Zele brende kapeli alonda raba hole mende reshte ketela. Oh, rabanda rabasole mende ketela. Amasole bre ketela. Raise up your hands and raise up your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. Kele ma. You can change the music. Kele malash talama. Kele malondo rebasole brende kepalama. Masole mbre katoria rashtala mande kepelema. Palabra katola, palebre kasala, kelebre kapala, jalambre ketela, meselembra kaparia roshta kapalama, masolembre kapalama, zelebre katola, mererando kapale beste kepelama, la brende kaparia roshta lama, kelebre basso lente kepela, kelebre basso kapa, awake and pray, leste kepala manda katola, lebre kasole manda katola, lebrasto katola mastetela, lebrebando kapala. Le prepando kapalama, le prepando kapalama, zele preste kepalialando kapalama, masole preste kepela, le prepando kapala. Father, open my eyes. Leste kapaya, leste kepala, lasto kepala. Kelebre basso le manda katolema, kelebre basso le manda katolema, malabra kasoleste kepelema, le prendere basso le manda kapalama. Father, awaken me from this slumber, leste ketela, le katole mandola, lebre kasolema katala, lebre kasolema lasto kapaya. Oh, breathe on me, Holy Spirit. Oh, breathe on my spirit, Holy Spirit. Oh, awaken my spirit, Holy Spirit. Awaken me, Holy Spirit. Oh, breathe on me, Holy Spirit. Rest. Masolebre kapala, leste lembre kasola, kalabra bando katola, zelebre kasole manda katola, lebranda kapali aloste lema, masolebre katola, leste kapali aronda katola. Oh, ignite me, Holy Spirit. Ignite my spirit, Holy Spirit. I need one more touch from you. I need one more touch from you. I need your touch once again. I need your revival once again. I need your awakening once again. Oh, breathe on me, just like at the beginning. Lasta kapa, le brende katola, masolebre katola, masolebre kastala, shalabrando kapala, masolebre katola, masolebre katola, malabrasta katala baholama, le renda rabasole manda kapalama, masolebre katole barasta kata, kelebre manda katolama, kelebre manda katole masolema. Somebody raise up your voice and cry out to God. Somebody raise up your voice, the marinas. They raised up their voices and they began to cry out to their God. But you have the God. You have Elohim. You have Jehovah. Raise up your voice and cry out to the Most High God. Cry out to the Lord of hosts. Zelebre katala masolema. Why carry thou thyself like an orphan? Why carry thou thyself like one without a father? Jekeri aronda kata ke celebre katala. Know ye not that ye are not fatherless? Leste kapaya zeko kata kapela lebre katole banda kapaya. The Lord of hosts is his name. Jeri arosta kapaya jeri arosta kapala mande ketela kola kate ne celebre katola lebre Canto capaya, lebre casolanta, lebre casolanta. Raise up a cry to your Father. Raise up a cry to our God. Raise up a cry to Elohim. Raise up a cry to Jehovah. Makala bahalaman, lebre katole manda katola. Raise up a voice. Raise up a cry to the God of the heavens army. Lebre kapala mando, masolebre katola, lekelande katola, masolebre katola, kelebanda katola, masole. Lebre katola, la caperia rosta katola, carara rosso leman, lebre rosso kala, rekere ronda katola, kelebre basso leman, malobre kapaya. Pray for an awakening. Pray that the Lord will awaken in your spirit, that he will awaken you again.
again, that you will revive you again, that you will enter you. Masalabra kateleman, belebrebanda katola. How the Spirit entered me when He spake unto me and He set me on my feet. Lebra katola, masalabalaba, belebrebanda katola, lebrebanda kapaya, shalebrebanda katola. Keleseleman, little man, I say arise. Little girl, I say arise. Let's take a fire. Calebre catola, masolembre catela, capaloste capola, calebrando capola, masolembre catola. Father, ignite your church tonight. Father, ignite your people tonight. Father, ignite us. Awaken us, oh Jesus. Awaken us from the slums, from the slumbers, from this laziness, from this sleep. Awaken us, Lord. Father, revive us. Revive your church, we pray. Oh God, revive your church, we pray. Revive the spirits of your people tonight. God of all spirits, we pray tonight. Revive and breathe on every spirit that is here tonight. Breathe on every man that is here, every woman that is here. Awaken us, oh Jesus. Awaken us, Lord. Awaken us, Jesus. And Lord, we pray that you will give us the spirit and the grace to let go. To let go of anything that weighs us down, that weight that causes this ship to sink. Kalashta kapa, raise up your voice and pray. And pray that the Lord will grant you the grace to let go. I don't know what it is that you need to let go, but you need to let go. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's unforgiveness. Maybe it's bitterness. Raise up your voice and begin to let go of anything that you have carried. That thing that has weighed you down. That thing that has oppressed you. That thing that has weighed heavy on you. Begin to raise up your voice and say, Lord, grant me the grace to let go. Shalashta kapa, lebende ketela, zakanto kapaya, lebende kapa. Grace, Lord. Grace to let go of every fear. Makola bashtokaya, lakola manto kapaya. Some of us is our own comfort. Some of us is our own ease. Some of us is convenience. Let go. Grace to let go. Grace to let go. Some of us, it's a safe space. Grace to let go. Malashta la maholama. Kelebrenda kapara. Jelebrenda kepalia rosta kapaya. Oh, some of us is fear of the unknown. Grace to let go, Lord. Kasha kapa. Kesha kapa. Kesha kapa. Katolema. Lebrenda kapa. Sekelia rosta kapa. Kelebra kasola. Lebrenda katolema. Kasolebra kaya. Kelebrenda kapara. Somebody raise up your voice and vomit it out as you pray. Jara katela. Jara kapara. Soleman, celebre catole mas Soleman, celebre cataya, celebre no capoya, mas celebre catola. Every weight, and the sin will so easily ensnare us. La coloman, le prenderà, catoleman. Then let us therefore lay aside every weight. Let us lay aside every weight, everything that is weighing on you. Come unto me, la bracatola. Salamanda Katola, all ye who labor and are heavily laden, Lebranda Katola Masolema, and I will give you rest. Shalabrenda, Shalabrenda, Kelebrasola, Kelebrenda Katola, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and you will find rest for your soul. La Shakatela, Kelebre Katola, Masolebre Katola, Kapalando Kapoyama, Zelebrenda Katela, Kelebrenda Kapoya, Salabrenda Katelama, Keselenda Kapola. Lebranda katola, somebody shake it off. Somebody shake it off. Lebranda katola, lebranda katola. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Lashta kapa, masala balanda ravaleva. Elemanda kaparama. Now raise up your voice and pray for the Spirit of the Lord to rest upon you. The anointing, ala brashta kapa, and the yoke will be removed, and the burden will be lifted because of the anointing. Begin to ask God to anoint you as you leave this place. Let today mark a day of change. Let today mark a day of turnaround. Let that today mark a day of supernatural suddenlies for you. Then suddenly a new man arises from within you. Suddenly you are being changed because you have been with God. Ah, this is only possible because the Spirit is upon you and He has anointed you. Father, anoint me. Lord, anoint me. Somebody raise up your voice and say, Lord, I'm praying for your fresh anointing. Anoint me, Lord. Somebody raise up your hands and say, Lord, let your fresh anointing fall on me. Let your fresh anointing fall on me. Let your anointing fall on me. Lord, let fresh oil. Somebody cry out to the Lord for fresh oil. I'm crying out for fresh oil. I'm crying out for fresh anointing. Lord, anoint me. Lord, anoint me. Lord, anoint me. Lord, anoint me. I'm tired of a dry season. I'm tired of the hot season. I'm praying for anointing. I need your anointing. Lord, anoint me. Lord, anoint me. Pray for God. Ask God to anoint you. Lay your hands on your head and say, Lord, I pray for fresh anointing. For fresh anointing. For fresh anointing. Let your fresh anointing fall on my head tonight. In Jesus' glorious name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. With every head bowed tonight and every eye closed, if you're in this place tonight, you're not born again. I'm afraid for you because you cannot be anointed until you are born again. The Spirit cannot enter you unless you are born again. Unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom. You cannot enter. You will just be a person who spectates. You will just watch and observe as people are getting blessed in the kingdom. It is possible for you to enter His kingdom, so that when you pray, that kingdom come, then it can come because you are His son. You are His daughter today. If you are hearing this voice tonight and you know that you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Jesus is not your master. He's not your Lord. He's not your Savior. You are still caught up with other things. And you're saying, I want to be saved. I want to belong to Jesus. I want to surrender my life to Him tonight. If that's you tonight, you are not here by mistake. You are here because ordained it so. He ordained that you be here so that He can anoint you, so that He can use you, so that He can have a relationship with you. At the count of three, you are here. You're saying, I'm not born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. Do not take this moment for granted and do not let this opportunity pass you by. Some of you think you are born again, but you know that you are not born again because the fruits that you are bearing are not reflective of the fruits of Him that is born again. The Bible says that you will know them by their fruits. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I need to surrender my life to Jesus. I've played church. I've been hearing about church and Jesus and God, but truly speaking, I don't belong to God yet. I have not fully surrendered my heart to the Lord. At the count of three, lift up your hand high and we're going to pray with you. If that's you, 1, 2, 3. Raise up your hand. I see your hand, my brother. Anybody else in the room, you're saying, Jesus, receive my heart. Jesus, receive me. You can put your hand down, my brother. Maybe you are also born again, but you know that you've been playing church for a long time. And you're saying, I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I've been sleeping. I'm a sleeping Christian. I'm a slumbering Christian. I'm a Christian who has no prayer life. Even this week, I have not prayed, not once. I have not prayed. I have not been with God. I have fallen. I'm a fallen Christian. I still do church activity, Christian-y, but I have fallen from grace. I have fallen from my relationship with Jesus. I don't know when was the last time I read the Bible or even prayed for food. You're saying, Pastor, it's me. Please pray for me. I want to recommit my life to Jesus. I don't want to play church. I see that I am at war, yet I'm not fighting. I've been in war, but I have not been engaged in war. And I want to come to the play. I want to come to the party. If that's you tonight, you're saying, I want to recommit my life to Jesus. At the count of three, you can also lift up your hand high and we'll pray with you. 1, 2, 3. I see your hand. I see hands going up all over the building. You can lift up your hands high to Jesus if you're saying, I need to subscribe myself to this war. Hallelujah. Come, all of you that have lifted up your hands for any of these two altar calls, I want you to take a bold step and come and join me here. I want to pray with you. Come, my brother. Let's pray together. Come. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. You want to recommit your life to Jesus. You want to start over. You want to reset. Hallelujah. Come. All of you, come. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You're saying, Jesus, I want you for me. I want you for me, not for my brother, not for my sister. I want you for me. I want to encounter you for me. Maybe you're also there, but you're saying, I know I should be there. I'm not there. I'm not there because I'm holding back. Why are you holding back? Why are you holding back? Jesus can do something new today. Today is your day of salvation. When you hear the message, do not harden your hearts. Come and receive Jesus in your heart. Come and start over. Raise up your hands to Jesus and repeat after me this prayer. 2 hands to the Lord. Say after me, dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you tonight. Please forgive me my sins and wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me, for restoring me,
and for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, seal them with your blood. Seal them with your promise, the promise of the Holy Spirit. Your word says that the promise is for us and for our families and for those who are afar off. Lord, cause them to become vessels that will reach those who are afar off. Use them as your vessels of honor. Use them as carriers of your presence, carriers of life, carriers of the Spirit of the living God. Wherever they go, let there be light, Lord, because they come into a place, they enter into a space. Let there be light. Let every burden lift tonight. Let every yoke break. Anoint them, Father. Let your Spirit rest on them, Father, as they become born again tonight. Jesus, may you write their names in the Lamb's Book of Life. May you add them to those you are interceding for. I know you've interceded for them before they even stood here today. May the intercessions continue on their behalf before the Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and transformed by the powerful Word of God ministered by Reverend Pascal. If you are anywhere around Rustenburg, South Africa, we warmly invite you to fellowship with us at one of the many branches of Alive Bible Church. Join us for our uplifting services every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and every Friday at 4 p.m. for our prayer services. Stay connected with Alive Bible Church through our social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok for more inspiring messages and updates. Thank you for joining us today. May the Lord richly bless you and keep you.